This podcast is sponsored by Vrversity.com. Elevate your professional skills with courses designed by PhDs, powered by AI. Visit Vrversity.com and start your learning journey today.
Essential Python Libraries for Machine Learning. Beginners and Beyond. Discover the top Python libraries for machine learning and how they make data science accessible for lifelong learners and professionals alike. Getting to know machine learning Python libraries. Hey, have you ever wondered how machines get so smart these days? Like how your phone recognizes your face, or how Netflix knows just what movie you might want to watch next? Well, a huge part of that magic is thanks to something called machine learning. And if you want to get into this field, one of the best ways to start is by getting familiar with the Python libraries that make machine learning possible. Python has become the go-to language for machine learning, and it's mostly because of these powerful libraries that simplify complex tasks. I want to tell you about some of the key players in this space and why they're so popular among beginners and pros alike. 1. NumPy and Pandas, the foundation. Before we even get to machine learning, you need to handle data effectively. That's where NumPy and Pandas come in. Think of them as the heavy lifters for data manipulation and numerical computations. NumPy helps you work with arrays and matrices efficiently. It's the basis for many other libraries. Pandas is fantastic for handling data tables and is perfect when you're dealing with datasets, cleaning, filtering, organizing. It makes it all very manageable. If you're getting into professional development and lifelong learning around data science, mastering these two is a must. 2. Scikit-learn, the classic machine learning toolkit. When someone talks about machine learning in Python, scikit-learn is usually the first library mentioned. It's super friendly to beginners and offers a wide range of tools for classification, regression, clustering, and even dimensionality reduction. The cool part? It's simple to use but powerful enough for a lot of real-world projects. Plus, scikit-learn supports everything from basic decision trees to complex ensemble methods like random forests. For folks interested in continuing education or distance learning, scikit-learn is typically part of any solid online course's curriculum. 3. TensorFlow and Keras, for deep learning enthusiasts. Once you get comfortable with classical machine learning, you might want to explore deep learning. This is where TensorFlow and its high-level API, Keras, come into play. TensorFlow is a bit more complex, built by Google, and supports production-ready machine learning applications with neural networks. Keras, on the other hand, is great for beginners because it has a simple, user-friendly interface and works on top of TensorFlow. Using these two together, you can train models like image classifiers, natural language processors, even AI for games. For adults exploring continuing education options, having a grasp of these libraries is critical as AI grows rapidly in many fields. 4. PyTorch, the researcher's favorite. If you hear about PyTorch, it's often in academic or development circles. It's loved for its flexibility and ease of use when experimenting with new ideas in AI. Compared to TensorFlow, PyTorch feels more Pythonic and intuitive. Researchers and students doing professional development often prefer it for prototyping deep learning algorithms before scaling up. Plus, PyTorch's dynamic computation graph offers an advantage in certain types of machine learning tasks. 5. Additional libraries worth mentioning. Matplotlib and Seaborn, for data visualization. Super important to understand the story behind your data. XGBoost, a powerful tool for boosting algorithms that often win competitions for predictive modeling challenges. NLTK, and SPASSI. If you're curious about language processing, these libraries help analyze and work with text data. Why learn these libraries? Machine learning is more accessible than ever thanks to these tools. Whether you're seeking to boost your professional development, engage in adult education, or just curious about lifelong learning, there are plenty of resources available. Many online courses cover these libraries from the basics to advanced applications, including options for distance learning if you need flexibility. Speaking of which, if you're interested in taking your learning further, check out Verversity, platform for PhD-level online courses. It's a fantastic resource, especially if you want to explore advanced topics in computer science, machine learning with top-notch instructors. Whether you want to follow a structured curriculum or pick up specific skills, they've got a great variety of courses to advance your career and knowledge. Explore courses now and start shaping your journey through the modern world of machine learning and artificial intelligence. So, to wrap this up, Python is your friend, and its libraries make machine learning way less intimidating and a lot more fun. From data handling to deep learning, there's a lot to play with and learn. Dive into some online courses, keep up with professional development, and embrace the amazing possibilities of lifelong learning. You won't regret it.